Texas Podcast Massacre contains spoilers and adult language. For more horror, visit us at our website at texaspodcastmassacre.com.
Welcome to another episode of Texas Podcast Massacre, coming to you from Houston, Texas. I'm your host, Mitch, and with me, as always, is the Gomez to my Fester, Nate.
Mamushka!
Mamushka! We danced the Mamushka when Nero fiddled, and we dance it tonight as we do this episode. And of course, we have our guest named Wednesday, Lisa.
Is that made from real Girl Scouts?
Nice. Only the highest quality Girl Scout cookies are made out of real Girl Scouts. Well, welcome to another episode of Texas Podcast Massacre, where each week we take a look at a different horror movie and debate a horror-related topic with our unsuspecting victim, who's usually someone we would not consider a horror fan. You know, Lisa, you've been a trooper. I gotta say, our trip to Japan was, it was successful, you know, bonsai. And
bonsai, you know, that's what everyone's saying everywhere.
I'm sure we have a review. Someone just said TPM,
bonsai.
TPM number one, bonsai.
Yeah. That should be the tagline for our show. Lisa, this is for you. How much can we try to get a cameo for Willem Dafoe to say in that old lighthouse caretaker voice, TPM number one bonsai, and replace drop we have now? Would you be okay with that?
It depends how much we're willing to pay.
Okay. All right. So it's really about how much, but that would be incredible. Is there a Willem Dafoe impersonator on Cameo? Maybe that's the level we need to go.
I don't know. Cameo set up alerts. Like when Willem Dafoe is available for anything, yeah. I will throw money at it. Well, look,
we could get Malcolm McDowell to do for $100 to do TV number one bonsai in a Scottish accent. Come on,
that's fair. Well, look, this week, I mean, we're taking a step back. We're gonna do something a little more family friendly. We're dancing the dance of brotherly love with this week's movie of the week, The Addams Family, the original 1991 movie. Now I am a huge Addams Family fan. It's not groundbreaking or shattering to say, right? It's not like a controversial stance of people. I mean, I don't know anyone who's like very anti Addams Family. Have y'all ever run into someone who's like, no thanks?
Adam's family's great.
Yeah.
Who are those people?
This movie is great. I will say, and I'll probably sprinkle in some things here or there. I actually prefer the second one, Adam's Family Values, even though it's almost the same movie. Like practically. But it's just got better gags. But this one has a lot more of the better, like, darker horror elements. The other one takes place out in like more of a camp, which I guess has some horror elements. But anyway, so The Addams Family, not doing the animated one. Now, Lisa, you've seen the animated one. You know, how do you like there's different iterations of The Addams Family. Tell me three. Do you have a favorite? Like, is there one you prefer? Do you like the old TV show more? Do you like the new animated series, or do you like this one? What are you thinking?
So I grew up watching Addams Family. I think I, and this is rare for me to say about something on this podcast, I think I've seen like every iteration. So, I mean, I used to watch the cartoon. I've seen the old, I think it's from the 60s version. I've seen these movies. I've seen the new animated movies. I love them all. I've always liked the Addams Family. They've always been great. I think I was reading some backstory on it because I didn't know where it started, and it started with a cartoonist, and a lot of it was in the New York Times, I think. And yeah, they're weird and they're ghoulish and they're, you know, gruesome or whatever, but I mean, they're a family just the same, right?
Right.
They're dealing with the same crap every other family is dealing with. So I think that's why they're so relatable, and they're weird enough without being scary, if that makes sense. So, you know, I had no problem watching it as a kid, because they're not really scary. They're just kooky, as the song says, they're kooky and they're creepy. Yeah. So yeah, I love the Addams Family. It's great.
Oh, Nate, what about you? Do you have a particular favorite
Addams Family
like adaptation? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's the one with MC Hammer attached to it. So this movie. look, I had the tape of the Addams Groove. Obviously had the Too Legit to Quit album. And when those songs were on that movie, I went crazy. And you'll notice the last thing in the credits of the movie is also, hey, MC Hammer's album's out. You can buy it at whatever record. I don't know if you caught that or not.
No, I did not.
MC Hammer went deep with the Addams, and I appreciate that. So that puts it over the top.
I'm a huge MC Hammer fan, so that's good to know.
See, there you go. I'll get into more of the movies in the Addams catalog, but the original TV show is pretty good too.
It's fantastic.
But the movie is, I mean, this movie is just spectacular. This one has a special place for me. So yeah, this is number one. I don't know how you like number two better. I get it, but this is the OG.
This is the OG. I don't know. Number two has to me just some of the better like lines in it. And maybe that's why I say, I mean, this is probably more truer to add like an Addams Family experience, but the other one, I don't know. The second one just has so many more memorable lines, and the villain is so much better, right? I mean, Debbie Zielinski, incredible. The Black Widow, serial killer.
Haven't we established that you have a crush on Joan Cusack? Have we established this yet?
No.
I think we have.
Right? Joan Cusack? No.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Honestly, Nate, there's so many crushes. Who could keep track?
Joan Cusack is the original Jennifer Love Hewitt. everyone knows it.
Oh my goodness. Well, there you go. So look, we are going to get into it. We have a lot to discuss. I mean, this is a classic film. Surely, hopefully we're not spoiling anything for you, but of course, I guess spoilers abound. But before we get into this movie, let's do a little debate question.
Bid our father, the Sea King, rise from the depths full foul in his fury. Black waves teeming with salt foam to smother this young mouth with pungent slime.
Smother it. All right. Look, to some folks' pleasure and some folks' chagrin, news came out that Rob Zombie is going to be remaking The Munsters.
No.
Yep. Hey, guess who it's starring?
Yeah, we're all waiting to hear. Louis Munster. Yeah, we're yeah.
Who? Yes.
Sherry Moon Zombie. She's in every movie.
Why is he doing that? He's gonna ruin it.
You have
just because he used the one episode for his dumb song. Now he's got to ruin it all.
Yes.
Yes. The answer is a hard Yes.
God. Yeah. So. I mean, I couldn't tell you, man. There are people in this film. That's all I can tell you. Yeah. So look, The Munsters is coming. I'm sure it's going to be a grittier remake.
Simultaneously streaming on Peacock and in theaters this year.
I don't know. Look, I want for this movie to be good, but here's the debate question. I do not think The Munsters is as near as good a property as Addams Family. If you were in one of these horror worlds and you had to hang out with one horror movie family, who would you rather hang out with, The Munsters or The Addams? That's the debate question.
I don't know if it's really much of a debate. I will say this.
Rob Zombie's Munsters. Okay. I'm not asking you to hang out with Sherry.
Of course. But I will say this though. In the original run of the show, right, of the shows in the 60s, The Munsters was a better show than The Addams Family.
Oh, for sure.
Way more popular.
For sure.
So it's interesting that they went with The Addams Family to develop instead of Munsters. And there's a whole lot of rights stuff that like timing wise worked out perfectly to get this movie made. But yeah, I mean, Addams Family is way cooler. I don't even know. Is that even a contest? I mean, you're hanging out with people trying to like kill each other. There's sword fights. I mean, this is a fun time. Like, I don't even know what the Munsters are even really. I mean, the Munsters got a sweet car.
They're so drag racing, cars, right? Is that
not- like cars? You're getting okay. Now you're starting to get into it, maybe. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, the kids are cooler in the Addams Family.
I mean, okay, let's just go. Let's go. Look, tail of the tape. We're gonna go down different stats, and I want to just have a head to head match. Who's got the advantage? Let's start theme music. Munsters versus Addams Family.
Addams Family.
That was quick, really, Lisa.
I don't even remember the Munsters theme song.
I don't know. The Munsters one is.
Oh, that one's pretty good, too.
All you got to do is the snap is such a gimmick. It's such a gimmick.
Yeah, of course. It's like Sweet Caroline. It's just because everyone's going to slam the shit out of something.
I'm going to go Munsters. I'm going to go Munsters for that one. Unless you bring in MC Hammer, which could have been the opposite.
Yes, of course.
I go the other direction.
All right, so y'all are split. Lisa's got Addams, and Nate, you've got Munster.
Yeah, I got Munster. I think that it's a better song. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I gotta agree. I mean, the Munster theme is so good. Addams Family is catchy, but the Munster theme is it just bops, man. Okay, let's go dads. I mean, you got which dad do you like more? Do you like Gomez as the father figure, or do you like Herman Munster?
Herman Munster. That's Lisa, not fair. Lisa I like them both.
Lisa with the quick draw.
No. No. I was saying his name because you couldn't remember it.
Oh, no. I was just, you know.
I wasn't picking him.
Oh, okay.
I have a really hard time with this one. I like them both so much. Because I like Herman Munster's laugh. That,
okay. I got to go.
I don't know.
I think I go Gomez.
Yeah, it's probably Gomez. But that's a hard one. They're both pretty entertaining dads.
Yeah. You know what? And this week it could be a toss up. That's fine. It could be a toss up. They're both great dads. I would say I would probably pick Gomez myself. I think he seems to just be the overall like more supportive dad in general. Like Herman Munster is just like your stereotypical like 60s dad. He's just a Frankenstein, right? Like he kind of makes the same sort of like dad really jokes. And so, you know, he doesn't really stand out outside. If he weren't Frankenstein's monster, then, you know, he would be like any other dad.
He'd just be any other dad.
Gomez is so one of a kind.
He could be like he's like Homer Simpson, basically. Almost.
Like, yeah. Gomez when... And Gomez's pride in his son, you know, when they drop off at the camp at the second one, because it's the best one. It's like, oh, my son got into this. What about yours? paroled. And he's so proud. Just like they're both having cigars in their mouths. I mean, that's a pure father son moment that I hope to share with little Damien when he's of age to smoke a cigar. Let's go to 10. So let's go with the moms then, of course. We've got Morticia. We've got Lily.
And Lily Munster. Yeah. That was tough. I mean, one's a vampire. And
the other's a vampire.
Looks like it. One's a vampire and one looks like a vampire. So it's pretty. Yeah, I don't know.
It's Morticia. This is hard, Mitch, because I really like the Munsters too.
That's why it's a debate.
And I grew up watching the Munsters too. I don't know.
I'm going to go with Morticia also, because I remember there was an episode where she basically like uses magic to like shoot a basketball.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what episode this was. There's some sort of like Teen Wolf action. Yeah, and that's the tiebreaker for me. I remember there was a basketball move.
Morticia's more of like a witch than a vampire, right? I mean,
correct.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, the Munsters, like, they got through Frankenstein's monster and then it went real vampire heavy.
Right. Yeah.
No, her son is a werewolf.
Yeah. I got a werewolf too.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not sure how that, tell me how those recessive traits.
Yeah. Work. That had to have been an awkward, that had to have been an awkward delivery room.
was there like a Maury Povich, like, you're not the father?
could you imagine Herman Munster doing the worm when they find out you're not the father? God, can we start doing a podcast about Maury Povich episode?
Oh man, that's awesome. Yeah, so yeah, I'll go with Morticia too, but tight. That's a tight race.
I'm going to say this really depends on which Morticia. And I think this is where the Adams have a little bit of an unfair advantage, because if you're telling me Angelica Houston's Morticia, absolutely 100%. TV show Morticia, though? I don't know. I think I'd have to go Lily here.
That's fair. Yeah, that does make it tough. I think I'm going to go. So the next one is Grandpa versus Uncle Fester. I'm going to go hard Grandpa.
Yeah, I didn't know if I would go Uncle Fester or Grandmama, but yeah, I think we're going to go, I think Fester versus Grandpa. I think that's the best. That's the better comparison.
Yeah. Grandpa's, I think, an easy winner.
Well, look, Grandpa delighted us in Gremlins too. So.
Oh, that's true. But
another movie where the sequel is better than the first.
Lightning Gremlins. All right. We got lightning.
What about you, Lisa? Gremlins. Uncle Fester or
Grandpa? Grandpa.
I don't know. Grandpa Munster is great.
Pulling at your heart.
But Fester's also great. You are. It's really. And Uncle Fester, like, in the
car. Lisa's distressed here. He's
I am. Here.
This is the most emotional you've been in the entire podcast.
Because for once in the 500 millionth episodes that we've done, these are actually characters I actually care about. I'm trying to think if there's been another movie that we've done this entire time
that has a family that you care about. Like,
well, okay. So we did Edward Scissorhands.
Okay.
Yes. I grew up watching that too, but yeah, I mean, I care about these characters, you know? So that's why it's so hard. I don't know. I like them both. I don't want to choose.
Well,
it's a tie.
That's right. Well, I think we have a dead heat between them. So let's. All right, look, we gotta talk to kids now.
Oh, the kids is the no contest.
It doesn't matter.
No contest.
Wednesday clearly wins.
It's not even
over Maryland.
It's not even. All right.
I mean that.
Eddie Munster. I mean, come on. That's yeah.
I don't know, against Pugsley. What do you think? Like.
Oh, I was just saying kids versus kids.
That's of them together. Oh, well, that's because Wednesday is equal to like two of the Munsters. She's such a good character.
She's like the best of any character in all, like, of all the series. Probably.
Right. Exactly.
Both combined. So, yeah. And then he's a werewolf.
Yeah, Wednesday for sure.
He's a werewolf. And then he has a werewolf doll.
Well, because he look, because look who is in his family. He knows.
This is
my, like, yeah, you're my dad.
This is my real dad.
Right.
This
he's all howling in the black.
This doll woods. Represents my real father, not this clown. Oh, yeah, that's God. Great. Okay. Well, that's
he also looks like Stretch good. Armstrong, but which is with hair glued on it, which is also very funny to me. But
yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I mean, I think the Adamses have it by a hair now.
Well,
I mean,
and if you go side characters, you got Lurch and Thing. I mean, come on, that's
oh man, I love
the side Lurch. Characters for the Munsters aren't going to compete with that. No offense. You got Marilyn
Cousin It
on the other side, but I mean Cousin It. I mean, there's just no competition with the side characters at all. So, I think Adam's family takes it.
Yeah, and I think, pretty you know, I what I like about the Addams Family in general over the Munsters, I mean, the Munsters are clearly the actual, like, monster fest, you know, like, the monster universe monsters, right? Maybe the Addams feel a little more real because they just seem like a really, like, really creepy goth, like, family, right? Like, they're just, like, they all met in, like, a you know, big Juggalo convention and, you know, here they are, you know, like, they
I'd write that.
Well, you can read that fan fiction on our website at texaspodcastmassacre.com.
Cause yeah, you're right, Mitch. You feel like you could probably meet the Addams Family.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they are weird people, but they're not like, yeah, they're not straight up monsters. I think that's the.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean,
although we'll say this though, I mean, you know, Munsters had, you know, multiple movies and kind of spin-off-y things that Addams Family never, you know, didn't have for a long time. There's a 60s Munster movie. I don't know if you've seen this, Lisa. Munster Go Home.
Maybe. It's been a while since I've watched the Munsters.
Highly recommend it. The movie is okay, but if you want to hear a commentary track with Rob Zombie and Butch Patrick, Blu-ray is for you. So just
like I said, I
keep that in mind.
I want the Munsters, this new Munsters project, to be good. I
don't have any hopes. I have zero hopes.
Yeah,
Sherry Moon Zombie. I don't think of Sherry Moon Zombie in Graceful. Like, I'm not seeing it. I don't know. I'm not seeing it. It's going to be tough.
Yeah. We'll find out. And then next time we can discuss which of the Rob Zombie families you'd rather hang out with, the Firefly family or the Munsters.
Wow, that's
I'm guaranteeing you it's still going to be the Munsters.
It's the Munsters. Guaranteed.
I would not be so sure. You best wait to see what comes out of the oven on that one.
No, I'm gonna put a Men's Warehouse level guarantee on that. I'm gonna like the pick I took. I guarantee that's 100% locked in.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, look. Let us know. Did we get it right? Are the Addams Family the clear winners? And by clear winners, they won by one vote. Let us know at TXPodMassacre on Twitter, TexasPodcastMassacre@gmail.com, TexasPodcastMassacre everywhere else. You go to our website, TexasPodcastMassacre.com. You can give us a call. Nate, where can they call us?
Well, I mean, look, give us a call. If let us know Addams Family Munster, is this like a low key, like, huge rivalry? Is this like Friends versus Seinfeld? Like, is it like that level?
Ooh, I don't know. Good question.
Okay. Well, let us know at 346-246-3143. Team Munster.
Way to buy time.
If someone is actually excited for the Munster with Rob Zombie and think it's good, I want to hear from that delusional person.
Oh yeah.
Not delusional. That beautiful naiveness that I wish I had to be excited. So I'd love to hear.
Yeah. Look, there are clearly some Rob Zombie like fans that like will love whatever Rob Zombie puts out for sure. This is going to be a hard sell. All right. Look, I know, but I'm just saying
We're gonna review it either way. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's happening. I mean, don't.
It's
don't
happening. Stress. It's the happening. So don't.
When is this garbage supposed to come out?
This year, end of this year, supposedly.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Get excited.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, look. Without further ado, we're gonna get into this week's movie of the week, The Addams Family.
I know, darling.
Children, put down that antenna.
Uncle Fester, may I have the salt?
What do we say?
Now.
Unhappy, darling.
Oh, yes. Yes, completely.
There's lots to learn. Look, children.
Scabs.
Children. What are you doing?
I'm going to electrocute him.
I said no.
Please?
Oh, all right. Don't torture yourself, Gomez. That's my job.
The Addams Family. Man. Before we get into it, can we just talk about the perfection of this Raul Julia?
He's good.
Oh, fantastic.
So good in Street Fighter.
Thank you. Okay, so that movie is hot garbage, but Raul Julia plays it so incredible. And I mean, it's his last film, which... Jesus, to go out on that turn. But he is like the bright spot of that movie because it is. That might have to be a special review. But yeah, I mean, look, to me, Raul Julia is Gomez Adams. I don't think when I think Gomez, that's who I think of perfectly. Same with Angelica Houston.
Sorry, John Astin. Wow.
Yep. Get lost. Lisa, I mean, for the uninitiated, for people who have lived under a rock for the better part of the last, you know, half a century, what is the Addams Family about?
Oh boy. Addams Family is about a group of, or how can I put it? A misfit family. They're kooky and they're creepy, but they're still underneath it all a really loving family, just living their lives pretty much.
Yeah.
That's Nate. What can you tell us about the 1991 version of The Addams Family?
The Addams Family came out November 1991, 30 years ago. It is 99 minutes of good, clean family fun. 6.9 on IMDb. Movie was made for $30 million, which was $5 million over the budget. And the funding for the movie was originally Orion Pictures. And they kind of went money problem-wise. So they moved it over to Paramount. Unbeknownst to the cast of the movie, it's like, oh, whatever. Wow. We're just filming this. Just keep the camera rolling. We don't care. And ended up making out of that $30 million, $191 million worldwide. Therefore, greenlighting the sequel and a spin-off animated TV show. Mitch, did you see the animated TV show, Addams Family?
Yes,
maybe. I'm sure I did. I'm not drawing anything right now.
It was so good.
It featured, I remember watching a little bit of it, but I remember, John Astin reprised his role voice-wise for Gomez.
I'm trying to see if I can find some like stills or something so I can kind of remember.
Yeah, I vaguely recall it, but at least it sounded like you were all in on it.
Yep. Okay. It was.
All in on it.
It was great.
That movie, it was a huge, huge, huge hit. And I would say for good reason. The director of the film is he's still alive. Barry Sonnenfeld, who you might remember from some little known movies like Men in Black 1, 2, and 3. Well, if you forget 3. Wiki Wiki Wow Wow West.
Oh yeah.
Get Shorty, For the Love of Money, and also did Adam's Family Values, the second Adam's Family movie. So nice. There you go. Tim Burton turned down Adam's Family to direct Batman Returns. What do you think about that?
That's interesting. I also like Batman Returns, so.
Okay. All right. Win on that one. Top billed actress in this one is Angelica Houston. You might remember from, I think, Lisa, you're a big fan of The Witches, right?
The Witches is great.
Mm-hmm. So The Witches was 1990. This was 1991. So that's peak. That's peak Lisa time frame right there. Mm-hmm. It seems like, for sure. I mean, obviously very well-known, accomplished actress who also happened to do The Witches, Adam's Family, and was in the Adam's Family MC Hammer, Adam's Groove MC Hammer music video as well. So there's that. She was also obviously in the Adam's Family Values movie. Not a lot of horror work. She was in Life Aquatic. She was in John Wick 3 as the director. She was the director. Yeah. If you recall her.
I don't recall a lot about John Wick 3, to be fair. So
okay. Well, it is very generic. No offense to John Wick 3, but very generic. She's just been in so much stuff. It's hard to even go through all of it. And a lot of it, to be fair, is not horror. She's an actual actress. Raul Julia, Adam's Family Values was the last movie that came out while I was alive. And then in a Heath Ledger like bid to get an Oscar, Dark Knight style, they really, Street Fighter did not work. But Street Fighter, he was Victor Frankenstein in Frankenstein Unbound. So he's got a little bit of horror roots. He's in one of my personal favorite movies of all time, Romero, about Oscar Romero. Highly recommend checking out that one. And he was in The Panic in Needle Park, one of his first movies, also one of Al Pacino's first movies, which you may remember from very memorable episode, The Devil's Advocate. So you got that. Christopher Lloyd, who you might remember from all-time classic episode. I'm not sure if it's all-time classic, but Piranha 3DD. I guess we didn't do Piranha 3DD. We did
Piranha. No, we just did Piranha 3D, not 3DD, which I believe is the way you're supposed to announce that title. But
is that what it, DD?
Yeah, what do you,
like
what?
Dungeons and Dragons?
I'm just gonna. People are screaming. Their phones right now.
Yeah, Back to the Future. Roger Rabbit, Clue. I mean, he's been in a million movies. We got Christina Ricci. She turned these two movies into Casper. Casper from 1995. So she's, you know,
also one of my favorites.
Yeah, Ride into Ghosts. You know, that was a nice.
Sorry, can we put a pause here? I just have to ask Lisa. It's like there was this point in your life that you were just burgeoning, going into this like dark, horror-ish like element, right? You got Adam's Family, you're watching The Monsters.
You had some of the gateway drugs.
You're going with Casper. I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas, Edward Scissorhands,
Before Christmas.
And then like, and then what
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
Tales from the Crypt, but the animated series.
Like you, how are you? How did you not become a horror fan? Like, I feel like you were on right the way, there. And then Daniel Radcliffe rode up on his Nimbus, and you're just like hard pivot. Like, is that what happened? Help me understand here, because it just sounds like. It sounds like you were just on the righteous path. What happened?
But they don't make. Back then when we were young, they made stuff like this that wasn't. I mean, it was palpable for a kid. It wasn't like really scary. It was creepy, yes, but it wasn't like, I'm not going to sleep tonight, scary. I don't know that they make that kind of thing anymore. I think they go all in to terrify you. Like, I can't think of a single show today I would show my kids and I wouldn't think they would get scared, right? But the animated Addams Family, yeah, they could handle that fine. So I think we had more of an opportunity with our kids and that's not there anymore.
Interesting.
Anyway, okay. Sorry, I just...
No worries.
I had to ask the question.
Like, who is this person?
I know. I'm like, wait, you were watching all these shows? Like,
you were almost there. Like, you were almost there.
I know. So it's yeah. Anyway.
And so, then okay. I saw the cover for Gremlins and I never watched again. So there you go.
No, that was Gremlins. The nice, cute one is the one that turns it. Wow. All right. Christina Ricci, Black Steak Moan. I'll never forget that movie.
really, forget. Nate? Really? Why
that was,
is that?
That was a movie. Holy cow. I watched that in college. I'm like, what is happening? Sleepy Hollow, classic.
Nate Felton Awakening.
Tim Burton. No, not like that. She was in Mitch's favorite movie of last year, 2021's The Matrix Resurrections.
She was in there. It was also not my favorite. It was anything but
it was your absolute fine, absolute favorite, whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. I the rest of her stuff is she was in Bucky Larson. That's a horror film.
Sure. Well, look, we need to mention brand new project, Yellow Jackets. I love this show. The first season just came out, it's incredible. Very horror, and she is phenomenal because she plays a like crazy like hospice nurse. It's like, oh cool, so this is what Wednesday grew up to do. That makes sense. It works so well. She's so good. Nice. She's so good in it. And the show itself is great. So if you haven't watched that one or haven't heard about it, check it out. Yellow Jacket. Anyway, sorry.
One last thing I have to mention, because previous all-time classic character in one of our episodes, Isaac from Children of the Corn, John Franklin, plays Cousin It in both Addams Family and Addams Family Values movies. So Isaac, the person who was like, you know, 30 years old, supposed to be, or 25 years old, so you're playing. Like,
yeah, I don't know that I like, I don't know that that's, I wouldn't call that a fun
fact. Is that a positive or a negative? That's a negative for you?
Wouldn't call that a fun fact. That's something.
You do not like that guy. And Tammy the T-Rex alone, obviously. Yeah, throw that in there. Taglines for the movie. It's not the same old thing. Creepy, kooky, spooky, ookie.
Ooh.
And... weird is relative. Not the best taglines. Well, I've gone on a long time. So let's just get into the movie from the jump. I think I can conservatively say everyone is a huge fan of this.
Yeah.
Right. I think that doesn't seem very obvious. What are some of your favorite parts of the movie? Let's start with that. I think a lot of people know this movie. Go watch it. It's good. Bring the
kids.
Even
if you've seen it.
I watched it with my kid and it worked out and it jammed out at the end to MC Hammer. So, I mean, literally can't go wrong. But what's some of your guys' favorite parts of this one?
I mean, Lisa, do you want to go first? I've got so many. I'm struggling with words.
No, go ahead.
All right. We'll save one of the more obvious things that we referenced at the beginning. Because that's, I think, a major scene. I love when they're trying to do a lemonade stand and it's nothing but like cyanides and poison. And they have the quote Lisa mentioned, the with the Girl Scout, you know, are those made with real lemons? I don't know, those cookies made with real Girl Scouts. Just a classic scene. I don't know. So much of this movie works because of this, just the one-liners and the puns and the delivery. I don't know, Nate. What's a scene that stands out for you? Because I'm literally just thinking the whole movie all the way through. I'm literally trying to narrow down.
My favorite part is the school play.
The school play is fair. You see, both of the movies have a play in them, right? Like this one has the school play. The Addams Family Values has the Thanksgiving play. I mean, all are fantastic. Yeah. The amount of blood is just, I mean, this is like evil. Like this is like the end scene of the new Evil Dead with the chainsaw. Like just blood everywhere.
It's like they ripped off Lady Snowbud and then Kill Bill ripped off this. I mean, it's basically like that. I mean, there's so much fake blood. It's so perfect. They're acting so much older than their ages. It's incredible. It's perfect. It's like the school play I wish my kids could be involved with. It was great. And blood in the front row, just dousing everybody. I mean, and then they were dying and it was still coming out so hard. that was good. That was a great one. Yeah, definitely. Again, definitely a family friendly movie for sure. With the huge amounts of blood coming out of these people. But that's just hilarious. I mean, I can't not laugh at that. It was very good.
Yeah. So much of the best scenes too are really just around just some of the characters just being like the normal characters, right? Like all Wednesday and Pugsley playing together. When she's getting this in the electric chair and saying, we're going to play a game called, Is There a God? Just fantastic. And then everything with Morticia and Gomez is just great. Are they the best like movie TV couple?
No, too much PDA. Come on.
You prude.
Oh, hold on. Let me just tongue my wife's hand real quick for like 5 minutes. I mean, come on.
Oh,
apologies. They love each other.
Get a room.
Apologies to Nate's wife, who's never had her hand tongue punched by Nate, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, I retract everything. What? I don't want any of that. Those words to have been said.
Yikes. You don't call her Karamia?
No, I don't. I don't at all.
Damn.
Anyway, but no, they're good on screen couple, I would say. I mean, Wednesday just takes the cake. I mean, Wednesday is so good. Yeah. I mean, every scene that she's in is just perfect. Great.
Yeah. The casting's so
good. Yeah, there was it was going to be either Angelica Houston or Cher.
Oh, God.
And I'm glad they went with Angelica Houston. I think that worked out a little better. And she walks really
Cher's
weird.
Cher's not a bad actress.
No, Cher's not a bad actress. I think it worked out a little better. I don't know. Maybe Cher dodged a bullet because, that little effect they did with her eyes was like physically like things pulling at her eyes. Like she had like these straps on her face. And apparently it was very uncomfortable and took like a lot of time to reapply. And she had to learn to like turn the lower half of her body, but not her upper half or like her neck or her head because it kept coming undone. So she has like kind of unnatural movements in the movie a little bit if you watch it, and it's because of that. So maybe Cher dodged a bullet. I don't know. But
why did they do that then?
It's because they wanted her eyes to have like that cool look that they have. Like her eyes are kind of like tilted, you know, like at the ends.
Yeah.
I think it looks cool, but apparently not easy to do. So she did that, and then she also wore a metal corset.
Oh,
So, I mean.
Beauty is pain.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, maybe Cher, didn't want to turn back time and get that role.
Right.
But yeah, so yeah, definitely put through a lot to the role, but I mean, did a great job. Obviously she's first billed in the movie. She's really good. Raul Julia is really good. Christina Ricci is good. What do you think about Christopher Lloyd? What about him? What are we thinking?
Oh, he did a fantastic job.
Same tier as Raul Julia.
Yes, I think they can go toe to toe.
I think it's interesting. I think he's better in the back half of the movie, in the first half, and I think that has nothing to do with him. I think it's just how the story is and what they're going with Fester sort of, you know, amnesia and all that, right? Like when he's Gordon, right? Because he's playing it so much different. So it's kind of weird at first because it's not the Fester you're expecting. But once he's like goes full Fester by the end of it, that he's fantastic. And he's certainly fantastic in the sequel.
True. That's true.
But I like him. Yeah. I don't know a whole lot of movies where he's like bad in. Even like Camp Nowhere, which is also another like terrible kid movie. He was decent. And he was clearly phoning it in. Like clearly he was like, this is a paycheck, but that's cool.
Interesting. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, it's just good. I mean, the music, the soundtrack without the MC Hammer part is solid too. The music's actually good in the film. And then, add a little bit of MC Hammer into the mix. The music is good. This was this guy's first movie. I don't know if I mentioned that. The director's first movie.
Oh, really?
So,
yeah.
So Barry Sonnenfeld, did this movie, did the second one, a couple others, got some Men in Black action. He did fine. Is the moral of the story there. That guy did fine. But yeah, everything kind of came together nicely. Obviously, it was a huge hit. And they, animated spinoff and another film, within 2 years of that movie coming out. So, then it kind of died a little bit. I don't know if you remember at all the straight to VHS film Adam's Family Reunion at all.
Ooh, no, I do not. What is that?
No, but I looked it up and I kind of want to see it.
Tim Curry as Gomez Adams, Daryl Hannah as Morticia. It's a movie.
What?
Yeah. Oh, do you want to see Haley Duff? Not Hillary Duff, but Haley Duff in a movie? Because you can. And to round it out, you got to have the ice cream man himself, Clint Howard. Uncredited, but definitely going to mention him. And and Kevin McCarthy from
the original.
It was straight to VHS, so didn't take a whole lot.
It doesn't matter. Someone still had to pay for that. That's someone put money on the table. I mean, like, Tim Curry is not just coming out of the goodness of his heart. God bless him. He's, had to put some money to get Tim Curry on this.
A little bit of money. That's true. And they did. And Lurch is the same. So Lurch continues the continuity of some of the characters, but everyone else is basically different from what I remember. So. So there's that future episode. Future episode. Let's see. It did not do as well. It was straight to video, right? So did not do as well. Just because it couldn't possibly, but not as good as a movie either. So yeah, I just blew Mitch's mind. Mitch did not know that existed. So there you go. You're welcome. Yeah,
somehow when you hear about all the great things Tim Curry has been in, somehow the Addams Family Reunion. It skips the list somehow.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know.
Was there anything in this movie that didn't work for y'all or I know we've been gushing over a lot of it. Is there anything that you kind of didn't like or
can we jump around? Can we jump to the
Let's jump.
Go ahead and jump. Yeah.
Okay. So I never said my favorite parts, but Mitch, I think you were going to talk about the Mumushka.
Yeah, I wanted to say the Mumushka because, I mean, you know.
It's fantastic. It's so good. So I love this movie, as you can tell. My only beef with this movie, and I don't know how they could have changed it to make it better, is it kind of feels like a cop-out when they're like, oh, yeah, don't you remember? She found Uncle Fester. This was him the whole time. So it all worked out coincidentally.
Well, that's why it looks so much like him. Come on.
Well,
yeah, I just.
So the original ending was he was an imposter, and the cast were like, we can't do this. And they sent 10-year-old Christina Ricci to the director and said, we've agreed that we want him to be Uncle Fester. And they actually rewrote it. So
really?
Yeah, yes. it was meant to be more ambiguous.
Like, yeah,
it was supposed to be like, oh, is he or isn't he? Like,
and they're like, nah, no. That's
the
it.
Only the
that's
only one apparently that I read.
Funny,
because I must have read that same interview. The only one I saw that apparently was fine with it was Christopher Lloyd. He was like, yeah, it's cool, works for me.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Are you writing the check still?
Yeah, right. Yeah, look, good. I've already put a down payment, so just make sure that that does not bounce.
I agree. A little bit of a cop out, a little bit, but not. Not terrible. You know.
No, not terrible. Like, it's not that I'm not okay with him being not an imposter. I was fine with that. It was just the explanation is so thin.
Yeah.
Because how old is he supposed to have been when he goes missing?
Pretty young, 18, I guess. High school-ish, yeah, something like that.
So. 25 years before, yeah. So I don't think. I don't know if we can go on Christopher Lloyd's age.
No. But I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're supposed to be in their early to mid 40s.
Yeah.
Because Raul Julia,
he's the older brother, right? So,
well, Raul Julia was 51 when the movie came out. So,
yeah. Well, that's what I mean. And
so Fester's maybe they're in their early 20s when Fester goes missing. Okay.
Maybe something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
But that's it. That's my only beef with it. And even then, it's like, I accept it. You know, it's fine.
I would say that the villains are a little weak.
Yeah.
In the movie. The lawyer and the fake German doctor lady.
Dr. Pinderschloss?
Dr. Pinderschloss, yes. And the judge. Like, they're all just kind of meh. I don't know. Worst part of the film in terms of, like, character-wise. You're just like, okay, like, what are... Like, they're just kind of here.
Yeah, they're just moving things along.
They're not good though. That was probably my main concern. The Mumushka dance was originally a lot longer, and in screen tests did not test well, so they shortened it dramatically.
Really?
So yeah, there's. I think you want to see the full.
Who the Mumushka. Hell didn't like the Mumushka?
Now on Twitter they'd be like, release the Mumushka cut or something. Like, that would be a
hashtag
thing.
Free the Mumushka.
Yeah, free the Mumushka. But yeah, it was apparently a lot longer, and they're like, okay, this is way too much. So we got to tighten this up. But it probably was a good call.
The Mumushka is the best.
Yeah. But do you want more of it, or is it just the right amount? Maybe, you know, who knows? So
yeah.
Yeah. So they did cut that down pretty dramatically.
Let me whet y'all's appetite here. Apparently the extended cut on 4K has more Mumushka.
Oh goodness! Gotta get the Blu-ray. That's what I always say. Get the Blu-ray. Yeah. You really like? Lisa, come on!
4K Ultra HD gets the extended.
Oh, come on, Lisa! How do you not want to purchase this? Come on! 4K.
The box literally says the Addams Family with more Mumushka. It says that. I'm gonna share my screen with y'all because I want y'all to believe me when I say this. With more Mumushka.
With more Mumushka.
More Mumushka. There you go. Come on.
They knew the audience.
They've been holding on for it. Be like, how do we get the people back in here with more.
But we gotta wait till like Blu-rays or like till like the video scene really blows up with extra features, and then we can release the Babushka cut and target Nate specifically.
so good. It's just,
does it have a director commentary? Hold on, do we check that part? My God. I'll Google it. Don't worry about it.
And I mean, I think,
yeah.
But to your point, I agree. The villains are kind of weak. We're gonna still gold.
They're just so not formidable. They're just so kind of like weak. You know, it's just not.
Yeah.
Not really much of a like a. You know, you're not like, this is not like a toe to toe kind of battle. Well, what I mean.
And that's honestly why I like the second one. I think more. It's just because the villain is so much better, because she is a serial killer, you know, and having to go up against trying to kill Fester, who, you know, keeps getting out of it. Right. It just plays a lot better. And it feels like an actual like threat versus like, no, what Dr. Pendergast isn't scaring anybody.
Yeah. Now the
like
the
they just dropped like what 50K on their own of Chinese finger trap on an auction while also simultaneously, I guess, like having orgasms in public. I don't know what was going on there.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. I don't think money is not exactly a full issue for them. Right.
Yeah. But they're just not giving out willy nilly. You know, they're only the best finger traps. I don't know. So sorry. The Mamushka cut is only an extra like minute and a half. so just heads up.
But
on
there's
that
more.
One. And there's a 32 second intro from the director. So no director commentary. All right. This dropped dramatically in my estimation. Anyway.
It's like that meme of Donald Driver that, just going more.
Yeah, the more. more Mushka. He would beat an Addams Family movie if you made it again.
Oh man,
he's in every movie.
Could you?
You could get him in there.
I would like a young Addams Family. Like I'd like a prequel Gomez and Morticia before the like.
Oh, interesting.
And yeah, you could absolutely have Adam Driver be Gomez. Okay. Is he the best? Is he the best pick? Probably not. But he could do it. Well, who would you pick then? Give me your best young Gomez and Morticia.
Wow. Oh man. That's a tough one.
It's gotta be Tom Holland and Zendaya.
No, I knew you were gonna say Tom Holland. I knew you were gonna say no. False.
Yes. He's a really good dancer, and so is Gomez.
I just can't.
They could totally pull it off.
Can't.
Tom Holland is too cheery almost. I almost like think like I might disqualify.
So is Gomez. Gomez is always smiling, always laughing, always so happy.
Okay, so a young person. Okay. I'm gonna try to keep him Hispanic, right? So who's a young Hispanic actor that I like?
I don't know. I mean, I was kind of thinking that Timothy Chalamet.
No.
You don't think so?
How old is
you think him over Tom Holland?
Tom Holland isn't very good.
I'm feeling less confident about that now.
I go almost anything. I go almost anyone over Tom Holland. No offense to Tom Holland.
Oh my
god! I just don't like Tom Holland for this. Fine. Not like I don't like Tom Holland.
Yeah, Tom Holland's not. I mean, yeah. What's the kid from Modern Family doing? How old is he now?
Oh, not that kid.
Manny.
What? You don't like him? What, smooth man? Ladies man moves? No, nothing.
Maybe, actually.
Yeah. I don't know any. I don't know. I'm thinking now, I don't know any young actors. That's my first problem. I don't know. And not Zendaya. Or Zendaya. I don't know how to say I'll never know how to say that. For Morticia. I don't know. Who I don't know who Morticia
is. Why not?
I don't know. She should stick to being in like the latest Dune movie for like 13 seconds.
Wow.
God like damn. The perfect amount
you
of time.
You are so close-minded.
No. I don't know.
I'm looking at a list of like top actors under 25. And
Best young actresses. Oh God.
I don't know any of these people.
Computer.
Anyway,
it's like problem. I don't know anybody. Other than the movies that we've done, I haven't had a chance to watch as much. I don't know.
I don't know why you hate it on Timothée Chalamet. I don't know.
It can't all be
Finn Wolfhard. I mean, you know. I have scrolled this list. I don't know a single one of these people. It's impressive. Pete Davidson.
Oh no.
Yes. Pete Davidson.
It's just Gomez is high all the time.
Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande are the Addams Family. No. Done. We did it. We got it.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
I hate that.
I think we need to go to the final cut.
Oh, what about the guy that played Joker in Gotham, the TV show?
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Cameron Monaghan?
I didn't see Gotham. So
but why are you think Gomez is not a very serious person?
You know, I don't think he is being serious. He's just, I don't know. Who can grow a good mustache? I think that's really, really the key here. That's only what the
Yeah, in any case, mustache has to look not weird.
Right, because it's got to be like pencil thin too, good. You know, and all that. So,
what about what's his face?
Yeah, he'd be great.
Game of Thrones, the guy who got his eyes gouged out.
Okay, are you just going with like Spanish actors?
Oh, yes. What's his name? He would be good.
I'm looking it up.
Oh my gosh,
Pedro Pascal. He's in the Mandalorian also.
No, but that's not young Gomez. Pedro Pascal is.
No, but he always has a mustache. That's why I was thinking of. He has a mustache in.
So you want the Mandalorian reason. to be Gomez.
I just want look.
Fuck it. With that logic,
he's why got not, the same why vibe. He's got the same mustache.
Fine. With that he's logic, why not fucking Machete? I mean, just why we just get him with that bullshit logic.
He is in the amazing family reunion scene. Page, he a day trail in the reunion.
Pedro Pascal is already going to be in The Last of Us. He's already busy. He's busy being. Okay, being the Mandalorian. And
hold on. What about Rami Malek?
Oh, Rami Malek actually would
how about
be
that.
Yeah, Lisa. What do you think about that one? I'm actually
all right, now we're one. Talking. Now we're talking.
I'm okay with that one.
All right, now that could be real weird. that could get real weird real fast.
All right, we gotta spend like
Rami Malek with a mustache would look terrible.
I can officially
he already did it. Look awful. He already did it in Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's right.
Yeah, but not. It was a thick.
That was a
thin
that was
mustache.
A thick caterpillar. We're talking pencil.
Oh boy. But yeah, he did the mustache. Oh, that could be good. What about Eva Green? From Casino Royale,
maybe not for like the like if not for the prequel we're talking about, but if you're gonna reboot
it, I don't know anyone young, so I just
yeah no I like I like Eva Green for Morticia.
I said like who's the palest person I've seen in a movie in a long time for anything. Oh, crush number three.
Oh god!
All right, let's anyway.
It's been fun.
Ending is something I don't know. I can't even.
I don't know.
It's a good movie. Everyone go watch it. It's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know. You got it. sure. Man, I don't know.
Don't try and save him, Nate. Don't try and save
I'm
him.
I'm just over here drowning. Just throw me a lifeline. All right. Is there anything else about this movie we want to talk about?
No.
I
think we covered it.
We can only dance around this mamushka enough. Let's get into the final cut.
Final cut.
I don't know. You could maybe do Elizabeth Olsen, but even then, I'm not thrilled with that. I don't know.
Elizabeth Olsen. Ooh, that's okay.
Nate's on board.
Okay. That's
hey, we found Nate's crush. Clearly.
No, not really. But that's a surprising pick. Interesting. I don't know. Okay.
It's because of what she did with Scarlet Witch. She did a really good job.
Yeah.
thought you were gonna say her working Godzilla, but okay.
Don't go Godzilla.
All right.
You can maybe do Millie Bobby Brown. For a young Morticia.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know you're not thrilled about that. All right, look, whatever. Nate, what are you giving this?
I'll go first. Let me go first, bring the average down a little bit. Movie's good. I like it. It's good. It's not my favorite. It's all right.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
At least it has lost so much respect for me.
Yes. I didn't know it could get lower.
It's a good movie. I like it. It's just, it's not one of my all-time faves.
It's not the movie, it's you, Nate. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. So it's very good. I like it. I think Mitch might be right. The second one has a way better story. But the first one has a way better atmosphere.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where it's coming from. But I like it. I'm gonna give it a 7 out of 10 splashes of blood.
Jeez,
Nate, I'm gonna jump in because I have the same score, 7 out of 10.
No, why are we need to do a crappy movie. I don't like everyone being all up on my scores. I want me to be an 8 and everyone else to be a 3. Like, that's ideal.
Oh well, we haven't done an A24 film in a while, so I guess
we really need.
Where's Lamb at? We haven't done that one yet.
Lamb. Oh, I have thoughts on Lamb.
I bet you do.
I really do. I have a lot of thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Okay, Lamb's on the list.
Oh my God. Just added it. Yeah. This movie's great. The problem is I like this movie just for the actual Addams Family interactions and not actually for anything that's happening in the movie.
Oh my God. This is how it always happens. Mitch is like, this movie is a piece of garbage. Nate, why did we ever watch this? It's like 6 out of 10. Now you just did the reverse here. He just did like, this movie's incredible. I like it. There's so much. 7 out of 10. Just broke Lisa's heart.
It's good. It's 7 out of 10. I don't know what we're trying to say here. There's a far more superior Addams Family movie out there.
Wow. All right.
Lisa.
Yeah.
I mean, this is clearly an unsuspecting victim movie.
Yes.
Bring the kids, bring the dogs. Maybe don't bring the dog around grandmama. Also
bring the ruckus.
That was a hilarious scene. I figure, you know, that's Nate camping. You with a bat just chasing after woodland critters. What did you think? Don't worry about it. Just you're asking a lot of questions. You don't need to don't stress.
Yeah, yourself. Apparently.
Oh boy. This is not the first time, nor will it probably be the last time, but I got to score it higher than you guys. I got to give it a 9 out of 10.
Woo!
You've done it a couple times, but it's been more.
It's rare.
It's been more often recently.
It's rare.
That's on me. I'm sorry. That's on me. This is what I get for throwing a bone. Addams Family, nice movie.
I appreciate it.
I know you're just too happy now.
It's a fantastic movie. They're a fantastic family. It is completely unsuspecting, victim friendly. As I've said, I mean, I grew up watching it, so nothing overly terrifying here. It's just really good. And maybe it's biased against all the other stuff I have to watch for this podcast. So I'm like, well, yeah, I would watch. Of course I would watch this again. I've watched it so many times. So the actors and actresses all across the board are amazing. It's so good.
All right. Dang. Yeah, this can't stand, Mitch.
Don't worry, everybody. I'm sure there's some crap coming next week that it's going to be awful. So,
and that crap was requested by you, the listeners, who gave us 5-star reviews. So we have you to thank. Yeah, yes,
thank you, listeners.
We have 2 new movies coming up next. I don't know which one's going to come first. You'll have to come back and check. But we have Rubber, which Lisa, I am so excited for you to watch.
Lisa.
Oh gosh.
Lisa. This is going to be something.
I have been avoiding that movie so hard.
God, I almost want to like open up like a live streaming thing. Just invite everyone to watch you watch Rubber. Cause I'm just so excited. Just,
yeah, this is going to be something.
It's time to open up the Mitch the Witch at Twitch account. And Lisa, you just live stream that sucker. And we just that's the episode. We just watch the facial.
I Leslie Jones it.
We're gonna full
I thought we already reviewed Perfect Blue. Now we're just watching Lisa the whole episode. What's happening? I don't
Lisa's room. I'm not wearing the pop diva skirt and all that for it though. I've already told y'all, not in my contract.
I'm okay with that.
All right, good. I got the legs for it though, but that's besides the point. But we got that, and then we also have another movie that I'm blanking on, but we have it with Eli Roth.
Aftershock.
Jesus, I don't know. I knew it was like
no. The name is generic as anything I've ever heard. So that's not really.
I don't know which one's coming first. I think it'll depend on if we are able to get some guests for those. Because look, Rubber is not something you want to like keep to yourself. That's something you share with the whole world. So we're gonna try to find someone else to share in that misery
with the whole world. Lisa.
But I think Nate, I think the balance will be restored in the universe for you soon. I feel like.
I hope so. There is a great disturbance in the force right now. Like this, we need to get back to some sort of equilibrium. So I'm looking forward.
We for sure need to watch the movie close to when we record this. Cause I want Lisa's like most authentic, like no time to process it. Just
right. Well, all you gotta do is start like 75 minutes before the episode.
Yeah.
It's recorded.
We're gonna have to figure something out, Lisa. That might be look, Lisa, Valentine's Day is coming up. And
nothing says I love you like
rubber.
Like rubber.
can that be the episode title?
No. That's the episode title for when we do rubber, that's the episode title.
Yeah,
that's
well, look, it. If next week's Valentine's Day, I think we've talked ourselves into it. Look, we don't know. We'll find out. Come back next week for it. But yeah. Oh, my God. Nate, where can they find us?
You can find us, as always. I don't even know where. No, you can find us at TX Pod Massacre on Twitter, Texas Podcast Massacre, everywhere else. Give us a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. We're looking at you, Podcast Addict. All you podcast addicts. I don't know what that says about the overlap of us in addiction, but I'll take it. That's fine. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you can review. And then let us know. Give us a call, 346-246-3143. Look, we had a caller, about a couple weeks ago call in. Our podcast is still going. So your calls make a difference. I think Mitch and Lisa might be in couples counseling because of that, but different story.
I do have to say the voicemails are my absolute favorite. So to everyone that calls in, thank you.
Okay. Wow. Lisa likes things. She's rating movies high. Cats and dogs living together. I don't know what's happening. So let us know all the stuff that you want to see, that you want to hear, and give us a phone call, 346-246-3143, and make Lisa's day. She might need it with some of the movies coming up in the next couple of months. That is it. And Mitch, please tell me you have a drop of just playing us out to Legit to Quit or Adam's group.
No, because then we get the cop. We get they MC God Hammer.
Damn it.
Comes down hard on the copyright. I was trying to figure out. What
he's
was
like,
that
I old? Need every gotta cent. I need money. Every cent of royalties I could possibly get. That's fair.
Yeah. All right. I was fair. Gonna, but instead, I was gonna give you the living it with my family drop, but I can't find the drop of that one. to. So you're gonna have to just deal with me just doing that little.
You're into the Birdemic.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like
it's all about family. It's all about family. It's like the Fast and the Furious, man. It's all about family.
Gomez is a prancing and Morticia's dancing.
We don't script these things. I know that was, I'm very impressed.
Oh, I know that song way too well.
All right, from all of us here at Texas Podcast Massacre, thank you so much for tuning in, and just keep telling yourself it's only a movie. Good night.